This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Boy, there is nothing like a good lame duck session at Congress to concentrate the mind, huh? Never has the phrase, so much to do, so little time, been more accurate. One thing, however, that will surely slip to the new Congress that will gather in January will be advising and consenting, or perhaps not consenting, I suppose, to the nomination of Loretta Lynch as the new Attorney General of the United States. When debate starts, the Senate will parse Lynch's record as a federal prosecutor in New York, as well as her time in private practice. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports now on what that record might say about how Lynch would handle Wall Street and consumers.
In announcing Loretta Lynch's nomination, President Obama said the U.S. Attorney General oversees cases that impact on the lives of every American. Then Lynch stepped to the podium.
The Department of Justice is the only cabinet department named for an ideal. And this is actually appropriate because our work is both aspirational and grounded in gritty reality.
Behind that ideal is a lot of power. John Coffey teaches law at Columbia University. He says the attorney general has wide latitude in setting priorities and will decide the scope of financial fraud investigations.
Decisions about how you allocate your troops, what you prioritize. You can set up special task force at the Department of Justice level.
Lynch has served twice as U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, which includes some of New York City. She's prosecuted cases against mobsters and corrupt politicians, but Lynch also worked as a white-collar criminal defense lawyer at the firm Hogan & Hartson, which is now known as Hogan Lovells. Dennis Tracy is managing partner of their New York office and worked with Lynch for about 6 years.
Loretta is low-key, but if she believes in something, she will push it until she reaches the conclusion that she wants.
Of course, we don't know what conclusion she'd want as attorney general. Her office declined our request for an interview. Current Attorney General Eric Holder has faced criticism for punishing banks, but not the individuals running them. So how tough would Lynch be on banks, considering her time at Hogan Lovells? Again, her former co-worker, Dennis Tracy.
She was a white-collar defense lawyer, but she spent just as many or more years as a prosecutor.
Lynch is part of a Justice Department task force on Wall Street's role in the financial crisis, along with New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. He thinks Lynch would be tough.
There have only been settlements with three banks. The work of the task force is not done. She's independent, and she's willing to follow an investigation wherever it leads, regardless of the politics.
But of course, politics is involved. Democrats want the Senate to vote on Lynch's nomination this year before Republicans take control. Schneiderman doesn't think she'll have any trouble. After all, he says, the Senate already confirmed her as a U.S. attorney twice. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.